Welcome to the Orthodox Union Daily Tehillim and Chizuk Bunkel. I hope that you are having a great day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining us for today's call on the fourth day of Iyar and the 19th day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them as always prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a Yahrzeit site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or for any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. As we shared yesterday, the OU is encouraging members of our community to help combat COVID-19 by considering donating plasma by registering with the COVID-19 Plasma Initiative. The Orthodox Jewish community was among the earliest of those struck by COVID-19, and we now sit squarely at the epicenter of this pandemic. Because each of us knows someone who has been affected by the virus, we are in a unique position to help save lives. And this is all about saving lives. Dozens of communities and hospitals around the country are participating in the Plasma Initiative. The goal is to collect the antibody-rich plasma of individuals who have recovered from COVID-19 and transfuse it into patients who are currently fighting the virus. This treatment can be life-saving for patients suffering from COVID-19. If you have had a documented case of COVID-19 or experienced symptoms of COVID-19 and are now fully recovered, you may be eligible to participate. If you know of someone who has recovered from coronavirus, please encourage them to register at the COVID Plasma Initiative Foundation. You can see a link for that in the OU Today email, or you can visit COVIDPlasmaSaveALife.com. That's COVIDPlasmaSaveALife.com. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Roy Feldman, Mora D'Asra of Congregation Beth Abraham Jacob in Albany, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Feldman reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zion, and Kuf Lamed, and there's a link to view those in both Hebrew and in English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Feldman will recite the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Acheinu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Feldman concludes for information regarding programmatic OU events, including one beginning immediately after our call. Information for tomorrow's speaker, and to commemorate Yom HaZikaron, which is today, a letter that I would like to share with all of you, written by a chayal, an Israeli soldier, shortly before he was tragically killed in the line of duty. And with that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feldman.
Thank you so much, Naftali, for organizing this call and for your introduction. I would also like to express my gratitude to the Orthodox Union for their distinguished leadership during this unprecedented time. I personally and our synagogue have found your resources and guidance very helpful, and we thank you for what you continue to provide for the Jewish community. In the second verse of this coming week's Parsha, God begins detailing some of the laws of korbanot, of sacrifices. He says to Moshe, tell your brother Aaron that he is not to come whenever he wants to the holy place, so that he won't die. He goes on to list policies and procedures for entering the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies, on Yom Kippur, as well as many restrictions on sacrifices. But before anything, God reminds Moshe and Aharon of the tragic death of Aharon's sons, Nadav and Avihu, just a couple of weeks ago in Parashat Shmini. Vedaber Hashem el Moshe acharei mot shnei bnei Aharon. God spoke to Moshe after the death of the two sons of Aharon, who died when they came too close to Hashem. Why did God preface his details of the laws of sacrifices on Yom Kippur and the procedures for entering the Kodesh HaKodeshim with this reminder of the deaths of Nadav and Avihu? Here's what I think is the answer. There are certain eternal truths, things that have always been true. However, those truths are difficult to put into practice except as a response to an event that takes place. Think about how the Torah frames our obligation to be kind to strangers and foreigners. Ki gerim heitem be'eretz Mitzrayim, because you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Of course it's true that we should be kind to strangers, regardless of our own experience. But the Torah understands that its teaching is more powerful when framed as a response to what we went through in Egypt. In the ancient Near East, sacrifice was an everyday occurrence. That was the commonplace way people related to their idolatrous gods. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Judaism believe that sacrifice ought to be a rare and limited phenomenon. Only specific people at specific times in a specific location for specific reasons are to give sacrifices. This was a message that God had for the Jewish people from the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra. But it wasn't heeded. Now, David and Avihu did not listen, and they brought an improper, unwanted sacrifice, and they were punished for it. That's why, just as God is about to teach Aharon the rules and regulations of sacrifice, for pedagogical reasons, he frames those commands as a response to their death. Here is how such suffering, such death, can be prevented in the future. That is how we ought to view our current situation. Of course, we should do everything we can to prevent the spread of illness. It was always true that we should wash our hands well and stay home if we're sick. The crisis the world is now facing has taught us these things, which were true anyway, all too well. I don't know why this is happening now, and I don't claim to know Hashem's plan, only that the proper response is to follow the guidelines of doctors and experts, and also to be sure to keep healthy and sanitary practices long after we're past this extreme period of social distancing. It's an eternal lesson. That same response to an event is what made the formation of Medinat Israel, the State of Israel, possible. It's an eternal truth that we, the Jewish people, have a right to our homeland in the land of Israel. But it wasn't until the Holocaust that the world recognized the need for a Jewish state. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik wrote about in Kol Dodi Dofek. He writes that evil and suffering we as human beings experience demand that we respond to them with action. He explains that the formation of a Jewish state in the land of Israel was the best response to the suffering of the Shoah. Not, God forbid, the reason why the Shoah happened, that we do not know, but our response to it was to form the state. Even though it was an eternal truth, even though there had already been major waves of Aliyah and the Zionist movement started long before, just as when God taught Aharon about the limited nature of sacrifice in Judaism, he felt he had to frame it as a response to the death of Nadav and Avihu. The world only came to see the necessity of a Jewish state after the Shoah. But, Rabotai, my friends, that is only the first part of a response. There is a crucial second component. Our response has to be meaningful. After all, following the death of Nadav and Avihu, Aharon could have said, "Forget it. I'm not bringing any sacrifices. What's the point? I'm leaving Moshe, leaving Hashem, leaving the Jewish path altogether." Those are possible and plausible responses to what Aharon went through, but they were not his responses. Instead, he said, "I will stick to it, learn from what has happened, and do things right." Why? Because of what immediately follows. Kedoshim tihyu. Be holy. The reason why Aharon didn't jump ship is that he understood the Jewish people has a mission in this world, to be an Ola Goyim, a light unto the nations. The whole sacrificial service of Yom Kippur only matters if it's followed by being holy, by doing the right thing, by being moral, ethical people, by serving as an example to others. That is our calling right now. to lead the world by example, to follow healthy practices, lifnim mishurat hadin, beyond what the law requires. But it also means to be a source of kedushah, holiness, to continue davening and learning and utilizing the wondrous technologies available to us for those purposes, and also to lead with kedushah in our interactions bein adam lechaveiro, in our relations with others, to offer nichum avelim, consolation to mourners on the phone, to visit the sick on the phone, to be kind, generous, and forgiving with the people with whom we live, our spouses, parents, siblings, children, and roommates. To call and check in on people we know are alone and lonely, so they know we care. Even to smile from a distance, and to be friendly to others at the grocery store. The response to Acharei Mot, the response to a terrible situation, is Kedoshim Tihiyu, to be as holy as possible, and to exhibit that Kedushah in all aspects of our lives. As we turn this evening from Yom HaZikaron to Yom HaAtzma'ut, we hope and pray that the state of Israel remains safe and secure and healthy, because Medinat Israel is not merely a sanctuary for Jews in response to the Holocaust. It is to serve a positive role in the world, to lead by example, and bring that message of Kedushah to the world. There are so many soldiers captive or missing in action. There are yet more who died in combat, defending our land and protecting its citizens. There are even more who are injured. And above all, there are countless families who are affected by all of these, who mourn or are in pain because of what befell their loved ones. This year, they hurt even more since they cannot honor them in the same way they have for years. And so, our response of Kedoshim to you is even more significant than ever. It must be that their sacrifices were not for naught, because we and our brothers and sisters in Israel live righteous lives in their merit, in their memory, and because of them. We also pray the same for ourselves, that we are socially distancing for a reason, l'kiyuma olam, for the world to persist, that we continue to daven and to learn and to live lives of yosher, living up to high moral and ethical standards. Because in a world that can be so dark, in a world of acharei mot, after so many deaths, we have a mission to be kedoshim, to bring to this world holiness and light. Let us now turn to the recitation of Tehillim. We begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Damenatzeach mizmor leDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai beYom Tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, uMitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol milchotecha, ועולתך ידשנה סלע, ייתן לך חלבביך, וכל עצתך ימלא. נרננה בישועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול. ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. אתה ידעתי, כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו. בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קוראינו. Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27. LeDavid, Adonai ori ve'ish'i mimi ira, Adonai ma'oz chayai mimi efchad. Ikrov alai mere'im le'chol et besari, tzarai ve'oivai li, Hema chashlu v'nasalu. Im tachane alai machane lo ira libi. Im takum alai milchama bezot ani boteach. Achat sha'alti me'et Adonai ota avakesh shivti beveit Adonai kol yemei chayai lachazot benoam Adonai ulvaker beheichalo. Yitzpeneni besuko beyom ra'a yastireni beseter ohalo betzur yeromemeni. Ve'ata ירום ראשי על אויביי סביבותיי, ואזבחה ואוהלו זבחי תרועה. אשירה ואזמרה לאדוני. שמע אדוני קולי אקרא, וחונני ועניני. לך אמר ליבי בקשו פניי, את פניך אדוני אבקש. אל תסתר פניך ממני, אל תת באף עבדך, עזרתי היית, אל תתשני ואל תעזבני אלוהי אישי. כי אבי ואימי עזבוני, ואדוני יעשפני. הוריני אדוני דרכך, ונחני באורח מישור, למען שורריי. אל תתנני בנפש צרי, כי קמו בי עדי שקר ויפח חמה. לולי האמנתי לראות בטוב אדוני בארץ חיים, קווה אל אדוני, חזק ויאמת ליבך, וקווה אל אדוני. פרק קופלמד, chapter 130. שיר למעלו ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני. אדוני שמע וקולי, ינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני. אם עוונות תשמור יח, אדוני מי יעמוד. כי אימך הסליחה למען תברך. קיוויתי אדוני, קיוותה נפשי, ולדברו חלתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד והרבה מופדו, והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. I'll recite Amisha Berach Yecholim. Please insert the names of the people in behalf of whom you would like to pray when I pause. Amisha Berach Avoteinu אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה, אהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את. בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, בעבור שאנחנו מתפללים בעבורם. בזכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפאותם, להחזיקם ולהחיותם. ישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, לכל איבריהם וגידיהם, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. Our brothers and sisters who are in trouble wherever they are, may Hashem have mercy on them and bring them out of their trouble and into redemption. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשעבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ואמרו אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Salzman. Continuing with the success of the launch of the OU's brand new program yesterday, the Daily Devar, 30 minutes to nourish your soul, continues today with a focus on tefillah, on prayer. Please join Ms. Rachel Krauss today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for an enlightening presentation on the topic of prayer, building a space for prayer. It can be accessed live in just a few minutes, a little under 8 minutes, from now at together.ou.org/live. I apologize. I accidentally left out that last part yesterday. I know some of you had issues. It's together.ou.org/live, and that will start up in about 7 minutes. A thought I'd like to share with all of you. It's difficult in general to live outside of Israel, especially on days like today, on Yom HaZikaron, when we remember all of those who really made the greatest sacrifice of all so that we could have a homeland in Eretz Yisrael. For many years now, I've set aside a few minutes on this very precious day to read a letter that someone shared with me many years ago. It was written by a soldier, Gadi Ezra, who fell in battle during Operation Defensive Shield on April 4th, 2002, while attempting to evacuate a wounded soldier in the midst of battle in Jenin. Gadi was only 23 years old when he was killed. He was the youngest child of Soli and Rosaline Ezra, and he was a commander in the Golani Brigade. He was soon to be released from the army and planned to marry his girlfriend, Galit. About a month before he was killed, he wrote Galit a letter to read in case something would happen to him. The following is that letter. 10th, February 28th, 2002. My dear Galiti, if this letter reaches you, it means that something has happened to me. This morning, we were informed that the mission planned yesterday will, with the Almighty's help, take place today. I told you that the mission had been changed and was not to be carried out as planned. I didn't want to worry you, my dearest. It was very hard for me to not tell you the truth, but I preferred it this way than for you to be crazy with worry. Mishanim itnei hashalom. My beloved, on one hand, I feel that there's nothing more that I want in the world than to be with you, to love you, and to establish a home and a family with you. But on the other hand, there isn't anything that I want more than to be a part of this military operation and strike those terrorists a blow so strong that they will never again even consider carrying out a terrorist attack. In order to do this, there is a price that we must pay. I am willing to be that price. Don't be angry with me, my love. But at moments like this, your feelings for Klal Yisrael, for all of Israel, is the feeling that is supposed to guide you right now. And you relate to this evil as if your private life does not exist. Soldiers of King David's army would free their wives from marriage before going into battle. My beautiful one, I love you so much. And the only grief of mine is the fact that you will have sorrow, and I will not be the one who will be privileged to make you happy. You deserve all the happiness in the world. Therefore I ask, Magnificent One, that you should be happy. That you should be happy, that you should love and blossom, because that is what you deserve. I will always watch over you from wherever I am, and I will see to it that you will meet someone who will make you even happier than I could have made you. My sweet one, don't forget. All that happens is for the best. And if this is what the Almighty chose, then this is what has to be. What is left for us is to accept it with love. I love you and will always love you and want you to know that the thoughts in my head, are only for you in these moments. And also, I am sure in the moment that will happen, what has happened, you will be the last thing that I think about. And I will leave this world with the knowledge that I was the most happy person that can be. And that is because of you. Knowing that you made me the happiest of men and you brought me to achievements that all my life I only dreamt of reaching. I love you, my dearest, and thank you for all the good and all the joy you brought me while we were together. Really, it is not that we were together, but we are always together. Before we came into this world and when we part from it, we are together. Remember this, my dearest, because always, always we are together, because the root of our souls is one. Everything that God does is for the best. This too. I promise you that where I am now is the most wonderful place that exists. I am not suffering and I have no regrets. My only sorrow is for the grief of those left behind. You, my family, and my friends. Spread the message, dearest one. There's no despair. Always be joyful. That is what I ask of you, even if it is difficult. I know that I can request this from you because I know the natural happiness and joy that shines from within you always. And that is what I fell in love with. And that is what drew me to you the very first time I saw you. My dearest one, my beloved one, I love you and will always love you. Only promise me that you will continue onward and you will not allow Sodom to be the victor. You are the victor, and that is how it should be, and that is right to be. I love you forever, for all eternity, and I am always with you. Gadi. It is my sincere hope that this letter and the loss that it conveyed helps put us into the right frame of mind of what today is really all about. If you would like to view the letter in Hebrew or in English or other stories similar, there's so many. You can access it at girlfriendsids.org.il. It's girlfriends, plural, ids.org.il. And with that, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with Tova, and may the Rabbono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi David Asher of Knesset Beth Israel in Richmond, Virginia. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.